Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are our guests here and available to come in the studio?
Yes, sir.
Please go get them. You'll know our next two guests from television. Well, Steve has been on his own show, Sullivan and Son.
Right. We were co-stars with him. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. And also Gary Cannon, who is working in TV every day.
Yeah.
As he is a warm-up guy for Conan O'Brien. Hold on. Wait, so I can see everybody. Too many things in the studio, Galvin. There we go. I will bring those guys in. They're going to be performing, not together. They're not a vaudeville act. They don't juggle and throw things to each other. But they will be at Sidesplitters. Look at you two. Look at skinny. Look how skinny you are.
Yeah, very skinny.
Are you sick? What's going on?
Not talking to you, Gary.
Look how not skinny you are. Just kidding. I'm just making jokes. You guys are comedians.
How are you?
Great. Hung out with your brother last night.
You did?
Yeah.
How does that come about? Galvin asked that yesterday, and I have no idea.
Because Gary and him hang out like all the time.
Yeah,
and it was just, how did you guys get together? Was that from the show, and he came and watched the show, and you guys met?
Well, I knew your brother from a while ago when you used to come out to L.A.
Yeah.
And then he would come out for business all the time.
Was he ever on a cruise that you were on with us?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys have met. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, my brother's very good at, I met a guy one time, we're good, we hit it off that night, next time I go back to L.A., I'm going to call that guy and be like, hey, we should hang out. I would never do that.
No. Really?
I don't even call you guys when I come to L.A.
No.
Steve called me last time I was there.
Yeah, I saw something that I was like, are you in town?
Yeah. Steve is the nicest famous guy. I'm in a hotel eating breakfast, and Steve calls me. He's like, "Are you in town?" I go, "Yes." He's like, "Why don't you come by the Sony lot?" And I go, "I mean, I could, but I got like three guys with me, and they're all like big bosses, so I can't do it." He's like, "Oh, bring them with you." I was like, "All right."
Because if there's one thing I love, it's more dudes.
By the way, Gary wasn't saying that famous like Steve's famous. He really doesn't know what famous is.
Well, you haven't seen our numbers this weekend. Who's that side splitter?
Is it bad? That show? Oh, yeah, April Macy. You're competing against April
Macy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's adding shows. We're pulling shows.
My wife was watching the show last night, so we're in the back, we're watching, and she goes, honestly, if Gary wasn't doing crowd work, how much time would he have in material? I'm like, four.
Yeah.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
And I know it. I could do it.
Yeah.
We did stand up the other day. We did stand up last week.
It
was not that hard.
Not that hard.
I wrote my act in the lobby before I went in there.
Yeah. I had mine on the phone and just looked at it.
Yeah, we killed. We're up
but
there.
You guys are creating and generating material every day.
I got in there and I thought, this is the fact that people are going to recognize our names is going to be huge. And they were like, and tonight, from the Mike Calta show. And it was like, and I went, oh, God, I hope it was terrible. And then we murdered. Even Spanish did great. Carmen did great.
Did you watch it? Where'd you guys play?
Sidesplitters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big crowd?
Yeah, it was packed.
Can we get them on this weekend? Please.
I don't know if you can afford it. We're very, very fancy.
You can just see the wind-up with them all the time. It's so apparent.
Why are you wearing sunglasses?
My eyes are burning.
By the way,
I put my contacts in this morning for summary. As soon as I got in the car, they were just tearing. Just absolutely tearing.
Really? Old contacts or what's going on?
No, they're new.
I'm over here. Can you see me?
Yes.
I said old contacts.
We rarely go out on a Thursday night. Rarely. And then we were having such a good time.
Yeah.
And then your brother was hanging. So we went out, had a bunch of beers.
James Joyce, that Irish pub.
Yeah, very good.
And then before I knew it, the alarm was going off.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't go. Because my brother was like, why don't you go? And I can't do anything during the week, but I thought, maybe I'll go for the probably Thursday. It'll be over early. Oh, I'm so glad.
I never see your brother drink either. He was knocking him back.
He got high this weekend, too.
Oh, he did?
Eating chocolate marijuana thing.
Just kidding.
Watching the fight, by the way, right?
What's that?
Watching the fight.
Yeah.
By the way, this guy who has our infamous box, right, still ended up paying $100 for the fight because he was worried that it was going to cut out.
I did the same thing.
You did?
I had people over, and I just didn't want it to
freeze up and die out.
So like,
plus, they scared me a little. They were like, we're coming after whoever's streaming it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and I was like,
they did that for a reason, right?
Either you guys fall in the dummy category and thought that McGregor was going to win.
I had a little hope that I wish
I would have talked to you. I could have got money off of you too.
Cost me $250.
Yeah, I made a little over $1,000.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But look, it's like, why do people play the lottery? Because everybody has this small belief that it could potentially
happen. Somebody's going to win.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Gary when he moved to Hollywood. He's like, right. I'm going to make it.
This small belief.
You're going to do the Yoo-Hoo room at Flappers.
Yeah. Which I did last week. I had to do 45 minutes and somehow.
Whoa.
45.
45 minutes. Four shows in a row.
Right.
And I got to tell you, it's amazing how often you're calling somebody Coles.
Yeah.
Just over and over.
How many people ask for refunds?
I will say this. You were making fun of me because you thought that there weren't going to be a lot of people Saturday first show because of the fight.
Yeah.
We had almost 60 people.
Oh, 60.
That's a big number. The room holds like 30. People wanted to come see me.
Can I just tell you the two things? One is that we knock Gary all the time because of his lack of material and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But Gary's hilarious. Like, every time I see Gary, he's funny. Even on the crew, everybody's like, why do you guys make fun of that guy? He's so funny. I think Gary's hilarious.
Oh, Gary was roasting people on the cruise, like brutal stuff, too, that he found out about different people. And we were like, oh, my God, he said that.
Oh, busting it out.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a USO tour, and we went to the base, the main base. Was it in
South Korea?
In South Korea.
Yeah.
And it was this commander of the base's last day.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 days left, and this was his second to last day, and he was coming to the show that night. But as soon as Gary sees him, just tearing in this guy. Honestly, be honest with me.
You look drunk. Yeah. Are you stealing stuff?
How many office supplies are you taking?
Yeah, and I think he was just caught aback. Like, what's this guy?
He's like, what's going on?
And he was the
on?
Commander of the base.
Yeah, no intro there were comedians or anything, and then tore into him. And then the guy came that night, and he was like, you guys made my day.
Yeah.
It was so awesome.
Good. Yeah. This is Steve Byrne and Gary Cannon. They are two longtime friends of ours and very funny comedians. And they're going to be at the Improv all weekend long. Now, when are we? I saw your special. Special.
Yeah.
I'm late to things. I watch a lot of stuff in Carline when I'm waiting for my son.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. It's so funny that I just I feel like you're a different person than your specials.
In what way?
You're in a good way, but in like because you're such a kind and gentle guy, and you're always. But when you're on stage, you're like you got a mission.
Yeah, well, I think I was just talking about this. I think there are some guys like Bill Burr, for example, is the same on stage as he is off stage.
Right.
Right.
He can be agitated. He's walking around with a chip on his shoulder. You know, when I'm on stage, I flip a switch and Gary, shut up. I know I'm setting him up.
Billowing.
Yeah. But yeah, I think when I go on stage, it's like, all right, I have an agenda.
Yeah.
And then when I get off stage, it's just like, I just want to have a Jameson and kind of have fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to do it. I was very impressed by your Trump impersonation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gary, this is called another fast set into developing material.
I watched it with squinted while I was watching. I was like, oh, God, this is going to be painful. I was worried about you, and then I watched it. I was like, wow, that was great, and I shared it on our Facebook page.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it was very
good. I will give Steve a compliment as much as this pains me, but I will say this. When he's getting ready for a special, there's no guy that works harder getting ready for that special. I mean, you definitely crank it out 800 times before you get on stage to do the final take.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it doesn't help. But you still get on stage. It's sweetened. That thing was sweetened.
Shut up. Nobody knows what sweetened means. He's saying that whoever edited it put in a lot more laughs.
Right. On the very end of it, you give thanks to everybody, and there's a company you thank called LaughTrack.com.
You know what Gary is? He's the, what do they call those little fish? The remoras?
The bottom feeders.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the first time we met Gary was with Mitch.
Mm-hmm. 2009.
Then you worked your way up to Ralphie.
Yes.
Then you thought Ralphie was going to die, so you jumped on to Steve.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, who's next?
He got sick of carrying Ralphie's merchandise around.
4X shirts are heavier than 2X shirts.
You know what he did with Ralphie's merch, right?
There was that story.
Didn't he
trade off?
Yeah, use it for his own sexual benefit.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm not mad at you for that.
2012.
And Ralphie shouldn't be mad either. That's part of the gimmick. That's part of what you do.
Yeah. It's kind of a smooth move.
Yeah.
Actually, I've rarely, you know, I think comics would joke about it, but Gary actually did it.
Oh, yeah. If somebody comes up to you and they say, I want one of those finger t-shirts, and I also want the Red Leather Jacket comedy DVD, but I only have the money for one, right. And you strike a deal where a girl goes down on you for that, yeah. I take it.
I think it was also funny, too, as I told her that this was going to be the trade-off, she went back to her boyfriend and was asking him if this was okay.
He really loved Ralphie.
And I'm literally still packing up the merch while I'm trying to look through the corner of my eye to see what they're doing.
See if he gives it the thumbs up.
I'm literally just packing up like I don't care either way. Meanwhile, I do care.
Right.
And I'm just packing up like it's no big deal, throwing all of his stuff in a garbage bag. And what's funny about that finger shirt, do you remember he discontinued it for a little while?
No,
he's like, "Cannon, I'm not selling that anymore. That was old news. I'm tired of that shirt." He comes out with this skull and crossbone
shirt. Such a great
impression,
by yeah.
He comes out with this skull and crossbone shirt that wasn't selling at all. Wasn't selling, couldn't move merch. All of a sudden, those finger bang shirts just mysteriously reappear. He's like,
I found 300 in my garage. Cannon, I got I have 62 boxes of 4X to 3X.
Steve, you should sell those. See if you can make some cash. Just put your.
You know, there's a box of Ralphie merchandise in my garage.
Is there really?
Yes, and I keep telling Ralphie I got a box of hats, DVDs, Cuba diving shirts in my garage. And every time he's like, "I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna make Cannon get it next time we're there."
When we were on the cruise, and he was not doing well, when he was just feeling really bad,
yeah.
Nobody really knew. I just remember going up to him and I was like, "Hey, would this be a good time to ask for some tour dates next year?" And then he had like that wad of money in his pocket that he'd won from the casino. Like, and he'd made just a ton of money.
Pocket and anything with a zipper in his room. Dinah and I went in there to pack up his stuff and we were like, "We're lucky he's a good friend."
Yeah.
There had to be $40,000 in cash just stuffed into everything with a zipper. He just take a handful of cash and stuff it in there.
And he wasn't recording anything. It was just at the end of the night, I'd always give him the cash for the merch. And I'd be like, "Hey, do you want me to track any of this?" He's like, "Nah."
Yeah. What's he going to do? Fight with you over the $40 you stole? You know you stole it anyway. Two shirts for Ralphie, two shirts for me.
That was the running gag I used to tell Ralphie. I would say, he'd say, "How much money did we make?" And I'd be like, "Actually, boss, we had a couple of returns. We lost $60 this weekend.
We have to pay people back.
People drove in because they wanted to return these shirts."
Oh, that's great. How are things going for you? What have you been up to?
Good, good. Just wrapping up the Amazing Jonathan documentary. So yeah. I'm going to New York in like 2 weeks to finish the editing.
Now, he was here, and we missed him. We were off that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sucked because we always liked him. We've been longtime fans, and the day he came back here, we're like, "God damn it."
Yeah, great dude. I guess he's not doing so great lately.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of, it's tough. You know, I mean, the guy was told 3.5 years ago he has a year to live.
Right.
And you don't realize it, but when you talk to him, you see him, you look at him, it's like, oh, he lost a lot of weight, he looks good. He's got, like, no feeling below the knees, so he's just walking on stumps, and then his hands go out, and his hands cramp up, and for a magician, I mean, it's the worst thing you can have happen. So, you know, my heart really goes out to the guy, but I think he's, we had a little screening for him, and he looked at me as soon as it was done, he said, "I love it," and he got up and walked out.
That's great.
I think I'm really proud of it. Gary,
did he walk out or stump out?
Oh,
Gary,
That's not right.
I didn't say it that way. Why are you laughing, Mike?
I'm not laughing. I'm shaking my head at how.
Gary.
I mean, I have him on my death pool list, and I wouldn't have said that.
Why would he? That's not cool.
That translates to money.
Shut up, Gary. Don't do that. How many?
Nice try.
You have one kid?
I have two. I have a daughter who's 5. My son is going to be 2 in October.
If you got to know the date of when you were going to die, would you want to?
Yeah.
So would I, right?
Yeah, because then you know.
Then you know, and you could do everything before that date happens.
Yeah, I'll tell you, too. The weird thing in doing the doc with Jonathan is that you almost see somebody who knows he's going to die
right.
and have a conversation with that person. And it's almost like they come to grips with it. Like, it's weird because he said he was going through these moments where it's just like, you know, he'd be on a roller coaster. "Oh, I'm having so much fun." And then it's like, "Oh, I'm going to die."
Yeah.
And he said eventually you get numb to it and you just get to living again. And I just thought, what a weird way to live your life, knowing you're going to die, but accepting it. And I think it comes full circle to where we are. Everybody knows eventually.
We know we're
going to
die, yeah.
But just like the lottery, I think everyone thinks that in a couple of years they're going to go, "Oh, we found a pill. Everyone's going to live forever." You know what I mean? Like, you think that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
At least I do. I don't know.
Or it's going to be you're going to be implanted somehow in AI.
Right.
And you're going to live forever via AI.
Yeah.
Via a much better body.
Yeah.
I always ask Steve if he would be comfortable if his kids followed in his footsteps or if they wanted to be a comedian. I just was wondering which.
Saw that.
Does this go on all day? Yeah. All day.
April, Macy have two shows tonight?
We can sell her merch.
She had a finger banging t-shirt. That would be something. I would get that. I would buy that.
Her and Mitch dated for a long time.
I know. Yeah. I bring it up every time she's in the studio.
Does she want to talk about it?
No, she does. She's great. She'll talk about anything.
Yeah.
That's what makes her such a good guest. I admitted something yesterday. I've never seen April Macy do comedy, ever. But she's a great guest on the show.
I was waiting for Gary.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was kind of setting you up a little bit on that one, too. But she's a great guest on the show, and she's always funny when she's in here. That's all I care about. So.
Yeah,
she is
great.
Yeah.
It's, cool. By the way, Mitch is expecting a baby with his wife. That is crazy to think that.
You think
and
it's
hopefully
his?
It's his.
Somebody else was saying that. I don't know.
If that baby's black, I'll be so happy. So happy. If your house is on fire and you can only save one of your children, which one would you save?
Ooh, come on.
It's come an on, easy dude. Answer. It's an easy answer. You know it. You're already thinking it in your head. You just don't want to say it out loud.
Well, you're going to say firstborn.
I'm going to say my son, even if he was born second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Although, I got to tell you, it's getting harder and harder as my daughter gets older. I really like her.
What?
I really like her.
Why,
now.
That is really like your daughter?
I'm just saying in the beginning, I was like...
He may someday love her.
Yeah. No, I totally love her. But me and my son, that's my boy. You know what I mean? I'd pull him up by his hair and I'd save him. And I'd be like... Sorry.
He's got a New York Yankees tramp stamp?
Not yet, but he will.
Yeah. Okay. That's
he does have a pretty good gig. I mean, he's always going to these cool events that I see. I mean, we never did that as kids.
He has no idea the awesome life that he has.
He doesn't.
What's the last cool thing he got to do?
Oh, he's
wrestling,
just went and sat front row at WWE, which he's a huge fan of.
He's in heaven.
But what I fear is the day we have to sit in the third row, he's going to be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, not because he doesn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've never been to, like when I go, hey, we're going to, you want to go to this concert next week? He's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, let's sit in the suite, though. I don't want to sit in seat. But he doesn't know. You know what I mean? He's not like being spoiled, 11. He's just like, he just knows what he's used to, you know? So, my daughter...
He's still, innocent, but he's gonna put a curly one on the soap, and then everything's going to change, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's Gary's favorite. Gary loves it when kids put...
By the way, you do such great stuff with your son that Steve actually took his son to the 99 cent store and said, pick out any 5 items.
There it is. It's
five.
Five items.
Five.
I guess things are going pretty well.
Yeah.
Jesus, Gary.
He said he's coming to text.
How's the gentleman's dojo?
We're celebrating our 100th episode next week.
Wow.
It's hard to believe that we've been on the air, that we've been doing these shows for almost 2 years.
Yeah. Are we making any money off of this thing?
Next.
Another comedian hobby.
Really
yes, the successful ones.
We love doing it.
You know who's making money? Kreischer.
Kreischer is, yes.
He's killing it, right?
Yep. Yeah.
He's in a good space right now because of the machine story, all that's going on. He's selling tickets.
So
like
why don't
crazy.
You make up a story?
We need to figure something out.
Well, the machine story is his Kohl's.
Right.
Let's not.
Right. Right.
Is it weird that you have like a host and headliner in and the host is more successful than the headliner? That the host gets to go onto the Warner Brothers lot every day?
He's not allowed on the Warner Brothers lot anymore?
No, he can drive by it. I can get him a drive on if he wants.
Gary.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Would you say doing that Sullivan and Son thing when you were at the back on the payphone looking like an Amber Alert, do you think that that was one of the lowlights of your career?
No.
That was a highlight.
We loved that.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Gary
we forced
did.
Our way onto that show.
We loved being on Steve's show.
Yeah.
So you know Axis Live, right? That's the network?
Yes.
Axis?
Axis,
yeah.
Mark Cuban owns it.
Gotham Live is the stand-up show that they have.
Right.
So Gary did it in 2006, right? 2006, did a set. 2011.
Baba Booey is hosting.
11.
I forgot. You're relevant.
Cheech
so 2011, he does a set. He does his 5-minute set. They asked him to do it last year. He went and did it. He did the same exact set.
Oh, no.
And by the way, I never even asked them. I never said, hey, should we do new material? Because I knew what the answer would
please.
Be. So I just ignored it. It just went back up.
Yeah, but do you think they watched it first? Do you think, is he doing the same set? No way.
Somebody said my intro should have been, you've seen this guy 3 years ago on Access Live. The same exact set.
Yeah.
The same set.
That's crazy that your wife said that.
Oh. That's right. You're married now,
too. Love it. I didn't think I would.
To a woman.
To a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still not convinced that you're not gay.
I know. That's hard. Because everybody thought that was kind of the pickup strategy, right?
Right.
Go in, kind of seem a little nutty, and then pull him in. But no.
Can I tell you what? What's...
So good on radio. So good on radio. You just set him up.
Let's do this.
Grand slam.
Can we have the first 700 callers win a 2-pack of tickets for this weekend at the Improv?
700. Are you still doing Conan?
Yes.
Every day? Like, how often do you
Monday
guys do
Monday through
that?
Thursday. It's the greatest gig ever. It's
Conan's gotten
minutes.
Better. I mean, his show is actually funnier
because
now.
Because of Gary, probably.
Right? Probably.
I will tell you, it is one of the greatest warm-up gigs I've ever had. I mean,
does
I
he know your name?
Yeah.
What's it?
Just kidding. I know he does.
How many times did Pardo do Conan?
As a performer?
Yeah.
A couple times.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm doing other outlets, so I don't care. I'm doing like Access Live, and I'm doing these other things. I have the dojo, so I don't need a TBS credit.
Yeah.
No.
Jimmy Pardo is hilarious.
Great. Yeah. Yes. And I actually snuck that gig from him. It was great.
You did?
Yeah, because the story was he called me up and asked if I would fill in for him for a couple of days. He was heading out to film a TV
show.
He
was like, who is the one guy
that they won't,
that they won't keep? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I went in there and just did really well, not even thinking anything about it. Just like, hey, I'm going to go in there and have fun. And I literally got a call the next day and they said, hey, keep your schedule open. There's a possibility of...
You're way
to Gary's credit, he called me when this was all happening. He's like, I respect Pardo so much. I really like him a lot. And I don't want to seem like I'm taking this gig from him. What do I do?
Yeah.
And then I was like, look, you just got to call him. You just got to be open and upfront and be very honest.
What did he say?
And you did it.
Well, I will tell you, I did ask the producer who called me. I said, hey, if I don't take the gig, would you bring Jimmy back or would you find somebody else? And they said, we'd find somebody else.
So I
think he was ready to go. I think he...
But he had done it for
He'd done it for a long time. Right. He will tell you he's not a warm-up guy.
Right.
My style's completely different. I mean, Jimmy just stood on the floor telling jokes,
which is
fine.
You're not a club guy, but you're more of a warm-up guy.
More of a theater kind of guy.
Please. So you show up there.
I get there.
What time?
A little bit before 4 o'clock.
Okay.
At 4, they show a sizzle reel of highlights of the show, 7 minutes. I jump out at 4:07. 4:07 to 4:22. Bring the band out. Band does 2 pre-show songs. Show starts at 4:30. And then I stay for the monologue. And I can leave at 4:38, 4:39.
Why do you stay for the monologue? You want to wait till Conan's not paying attention and then you sneak out?
Well, there's been times where I've left before the show even started, but I always kind of want to make it look like I'm there.
Like you're interested.
Crowd's good, all that other stuff. There's nothing I can do if the crowd's not great.
What if they had some downtime? Like, what if something broke and they needed to take a break? But what if they did and they were like, get Cannon out there again so he can keep
the band would either play or Conan would come out and explain what was going on.
Okay.
In the history of that show, they've never needed the warm-up guy to jump back in. Pardo shares the one story where it happened. I think when the show was at the Tonight Show, Conan was running doing a sketch of some sort, and he fell and he bumped his head.
Oh,
really
I
bad.
Remember that. Remember that? Yeah. He slid and fell backwards.
To, and they had to take him to the hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
And Pardo wasn't even called out then. Like, I think Conan picks up the microphone. He's like, everything's going to be okay. And then they canceled the show, but they never need me. It's the greatest. And now my wife and I are moving, going to be closer to Burbank, so that commute, the whole...
All right, so let's talk about the importance of what's the pay on this gig.
Well, here's the great thing.
Yeah.
So we're contracted to do 37 weeks a year.
Okay.
That's it, 37. And of those dates, Monday through Friday, 15 minutes a day, so it's an hour a week, right? There's a lot of times where we don't even film all week. We just do Monday and Tuesday off the rest of the week.
You're selling us on it. Just what is
still
it?
Still get paid for the full week. What do you think? I think I've told you this before. What do you think it is?
I don't know if you have.
It's $100,000.
Is it?
Yes.
No lie.
No joke.
It's for the year.
Gig. It's a great gig. Yeah.
For the whole year.
For 37 episodes.
And we are off all the time.
That's
all
awesome. So you make $100,000.
Yes.
And you still share a 700 square foot apartment with your...
We are moving.
With your wife and 4 dogs.
I literally fly cross country to work with Steve, and they give me a key to the condo. Yeah, fantastic.
They've seen your act.
Did you stay at my brother's or did you stay at the condo?
I was going to, and then by the time we wrapped up, it was just so late.
All right.
But I do have this. I think I may have shared this story with you before. The last time I stayed here at the condo, 2009, I hooked up with a server at the Tampa Improv.
Really?
I hooked up with a server and
what was his name?
Cut off mic too. I literally remember this. She said to me, she's like, I never do this. This is awkward.
Sure. She said the same thing to Charlie Murphy. All right.
As we were walking into the parking garage where there's a security guy, she gets out of the car and she's like, hey, Drew, how's it going? I'm like, wait a minute, I thought you'd never do this before. You know the security guy's name?
At the thing, yeah. Exactly.
So good, man. That was a
Thank you.
Awesome, I could just listen all day.
So if I can figure it out between the warm up and then your dates outside of that, doing club stuff and everything, you make about $112,000 a year.
Right? Pull that number back a little bit. Nice. 109. No, but I will say that Kona gig is the greatest gig. We're all worried what's going to happen with it. Is he going to keep going? Is he going to go to one night a week? What's he going to do? But
is that possible?
Right.
One night a week?
Well, we're trying to figure it out because I think
we're trying to figure out. You're not in the boardroom with Conan and the executives.
What do you think?
You're
Gary?
The last to know.
We're trying to figure it out. Get the warm-up guy in here.
We have a meeting scheduled.
Where he lands on this.
Does he want to keep going?
We can't. He already left.
Hey, when he's done throwing out T-shirts, Conan, and ring-dings.
Conan, your agent, manager, and the warm-up guy are in here to discuss your future.
So what is he? How many days a week now? Three?
Four.
Four.
But there's rumor that at the end of next year, when his contract ends, he's going to be done. But maybe he's going to want to do more travel shows. He's in Israel right now. Maybe that's what he wants to do.
Okay.
But I think there's still going to be some live aspect of the show. Just don't know what that is. Mm. As long as it doesn't go away. I mean, but that gig mixed with some of the sitcoms that I was doing were great. I mean,
what other sitcoms?
I got to do Dr. Ken for 2 seasons with Ken Jeong.
Terrible show.
So I got to do that, and just some.
Do you know when you're on it that it's not going to last?
Everybody knows Ken as, for your listeners, as the guy that jumped out
Hangover.
Of the
truck.
Yeah, we've had
right.
him on the show.
Hangover, naked.
Yeah.
I know him as the man that set Asians back another 3.5 inches.
Right, right.
I know him from the Kims of Comedy.
That's way back.
Yeah.
I tried to get him to get all Asian on the show, and he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it?
Because we know him from Hangover, and he's like, oh, Mr. Chow. And I was like, you got the greatest stereotypical wild Asian, and he wouldn't, and he was like offended.
I go, okay, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I go, give me a little bit of it.
He can get a little.
I didn't care. He was good. He was all right.
Do you watch The Bachelor?
No.
Oh, did your wife?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why I love my wife.
Oh, okay.
She could not care. Like, why?
I just did warm up on it. It seemed like every time that I talked to you on the phone, I was getting fired from a gig. Doctor Drew, all these shows. Like, I'm like, hey, I gotta let you go. I'm getting fired for something I said.
Now, how is that, The Bachelor?
Just takes
different?
Long.
Yeah.
And you can't be as dirty, and you got to clean it up just because it's ABC and kind of not family, but
yeah.
Watch it.
Are you warming up for like a reunion show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They
I was
just
gonna say, don't
this...
they film that in like a mansion?
No.
And
they just filmed
a bunch of whores?
This After Paradise show.
Ah, gotcha.
So it was that for like 7 hours. I was saying to Steve, like, it's so funny to see these people when they're not scripted and produced, how bad they are.
Oh, I bet.
Like they can't form it because they're just used to somebody telling them what to say,
right,
how to present
right.
it, and when there's no script in front of them, it's bad.
Oh, bro.
Well, you've never had a script in front of you.
No. And you have, and you're here doing radio with me.
Yeah, to promote the show that I'm headlining.
That clearly nobody's
Gary's
buying
first question
tickets
as soon as he gets into every town, what's the crappy area around here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, maybe Carmen is familiar with it. It's called Plant City.
Yes, very.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that's where you're from?
That's where I live now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gary.
Yeah.
People make fun of it, I guess, do they not?
Is it that bad?
It's kind of
country.
The redneck area kind of.
It's just hick, that's all.
Yeah.
Carmen goes to a bar where she doesn't have to wear shoes.
Yeah. Gary goes to a comic club where he doesn't need material.
By the way, we wanted to do something special for the hurricane victims this weekend down in Houston. We wanted to donate a part of the proceeds from the ticket sales to the people, but then we realized there's no ticket sales.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
profits. You got to wait to get a profit line. Yeah. And why don't you want me to bring some of them Ralphie shirts for you to sell? You can give them that money.
That'd be funny if they panned to the Houston audience and everybody's wearing those bigger black shirts. Like, everybody's like, hey, listen, I got to wear these things.
Hey, baby, I'm helping.
They're paddling with DVDs. Holy crap. Steve Byrne and Gary Cannon are here. We'll take a quick break. You guys hungry? We got food from Mr. Empanada.
Yeah.
Nice.
The first time they've ever been in here and brought us food. So we'll chow down. Sweet. We'll come back and hang out with these guys. You're a longtime friend of ours, great comedians. They will be at the Improv this weekend. 813-864-4000. Right? Is that right?
They can just show up at the box office, too, and just mumble a promo code. They'll get right in.
ImprovTampa.com to get your tickets in advance. We'll take a break. We'll be back with these guys. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.